defiance stands. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News.
They took our Crimea, they took away our Donbas, and now they want to take more of our territory. We will not let them.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking through a translator, talking tough as Russian troops continue to bombard his country for more than a month.
One can't do things like that. Someone has to stop it. If not us, then there'll be others after us. Europe, countries of Europe, the European Union.
Zelensky speaking exclusively to Fox's Brett Baer, and he again asked President Biden for more weapons to fight Russia. The CDC will end a pandemic-related immigration rule next month.
Asylum limits put in place as a public health order during the Trump administration will be lifted next month. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the order suspending the right to introduce migrants into the U.S. is no longer necessary. The policy, known as Title 42, will stop being enforced May 23rd, the CDC says, to give border officials time to prepare. Administration officials believe ending the policy will significantly increase migrants arriving at the southern border. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
New York City's mask mandate for toddlers has been struck down by a judge.
I will continue to say to parents that you should keep your mask on your children. But right now, they have the decision to do so or not.
Mayor Eric Adams, who says his legal team is going to put together an appeal, he says that's best for the city of New York. The jury in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will begin deliberations Monday after a 15-day trial. Lawyers for the men say there was no agreement to kidnap Whitmer, and they were manipulated by so-called rogue investigators. Prosecutors say the men were upset with Whitmer over COVID restrictions. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A Fox News alert now. We've just learned that Will Smith has resigned from the Academy over the Chris Rock Oscars slap backlash. Once again, Will Smith has resigned from the Academy over the Chris Rock Oscars slap backlash. The Walt Disney Company feud with Florida officials over a new state law prohibiting gender education in elementary schools now has lawmakers threatening Disney's special legal status in the state.
Florida Republican legislators are thinking of revoking an old law granting the Walt Disney Company near legal autonomy in response to the company's public condemnation of Florida's new sex education law. Governor Ron DeSantis.
I just don't think you have very many people in the legislature anymore who are going to be able to defend a lot of what has been done over many, many years to really have them almost govern themselves.
A law passed in 1967 grants Disney as a landowner the ability to make public policy within a special district, which allows them to build free of most restrictions. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Iowa Supreme Court has upheld much of a 2019 jury verdict that found the state discriminated against a transgender prison employee by denying him the use of men's restrooms and locker rooms, but the court dismissed a portion of the case that centered on sex discrimination. The ruling means Jesse Vero, a former nurse at the state's Mitchellville Prison for Women, has won his discrimination lawsuit based on gender identity and the jury's $120,000 damages verdict for emotional distress. The FCC has received several complaints about the Will Smith Chris Rock Oscar slap.
Insider obtained the FCC complaints through a Freedom of Information Act request. Some took issue with the violence. Others were upset about the profanity.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.